break. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Can I tell you, the Hastings community has really, really missed the Hastings Perkins. And I know that it's been a long journey to get to where we almost are. And I'm anxious to have on the phone with us today, Jody Verhaest. She is a regional manager with Perkins, and she is going to give us an update on the Hastings Perkins. First of all, Jody, really nice to chat with you. Thanks for taking time today to talk to our listeners.
Oh, no problem.
I really appreciate it. Jody, tell us a little bit about yourself, please, and what is a regional manager?
Well, I have been with Perkins for 38 years this end of May.
Okay, can you stop one second? I got to do this. Hold on. That's what we do when people give us exciting news. That's incredible. 38 years. That's just wonderful. Congratulations to you. Tell us where you started. Did you start as a waitress or hostess?
Well, the exciting part, you know, I grew up in Alexandria, Minnesota, and I had graduated from high school and just entering college, and I decided to get a summer job. Two of my brothers worked at the Alexandria store, and so I walked in and I got hired as a little bus girl, and I worked there a couple weeks, and then I started serving after that, and I did that all through my college years. And then I graduated from college, and I got a call and saying, do you want to be a manager for us? And and here I am.
Well, my goodness.
Years later.
So which store did you manage right out of the gate?
My first store after I left college was New Brighton. So I ran New Brighton, I ran Roseville, Lindale, Uptown, Egan, Apple Valley, and then I became a regional.
Well, it sounds like you kind of knew the region already.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to bounce around to different stores, see different clientele and different employees.
So what is the same about all the Perkins, and what are some of the differences of all the Perkins?
You know, we all have such a terrific fan base from our guests. Our guests are like family. Mm. And I can say our employees are like family, too. Doesn't matter what store it ever was. Employees and guests are family.
And the menu is pretty much the same, isn't it?
Yes. Being corporate, we all have the same exact menu. Franchise should have the same menu, too, but sometimes they, you know, vary a little bit, depending if they don't do our specials or some of the promotions we run. But all our menus, no matter where you go in Florida or New York or Hastings, Minnesota, they should all be the same menu.
Jody, can you tell us a little bit about, you mentioned franchise versus corporate. How many stores are there in the Perkins system?
You know, we used to have over 500 stores, and we were about half and half of franchise and corporate. And that's kind of shifted over the years, whether franchisees are retiring or, you know, just getting out of the business. And COVID was a big, big deal there. And we've had to merge with another company a few years ago, and we closed some stores. And just recently, you know, Edina store, we lease our buildings. We don't own them. And so when we lose our leases, like Edina was our headquarters, the landlord sold the building to make apartment buildings. So we were out of that building, and we've been there for 50 years. So situations like that are really sad sometimes when we don't have control and we have to say goodbye to communities.
So do you think you are going to, can I tell you, that was a mover and shaker place. I know back in the day that was the place to go, a lot of business deals at that Perkins in Edina.
And
yes,
it was great location, great schools, great, you know, you had the police department right there, but a great business area. The students, for all their games and activities, it was a great hangout for them. That was a big loss when that building got sold.
And is that something where you would think to ever, that had to have been a very successful Perkins, would you have ever thought, gosh, we should buy a building and have a Perkins in Edina still?
Well, our marketing team is always looking for a great real estate for us to purchase or to lease. So over the years when we blossom leases, they continue to look for surrounding areas and to purchase places and to open up new places.
And I know you mentioned Florida and New York. Where are the states that Perkins are located in, please?
Goodness, I think we're in 38 states still. We're just not usually over on the West Coast too much.
So how far west do you go?
From Texas to Seattle, we're not really in that area. Yeah.
And is that something you're maybe going to look to grow?
Possibly. Like I said, the marketing team is always looking for great locations for us.
Well, let's talk about this great location that you have in Hastings. It certainly has been a landmark in our town, right on Highway 61, located in the middle part of Hastings. And is that store a franchise or a corporate store?
Corporate.
And so,
a corporate store.
So, do
and
we?
It's one of our originals because it's store 1008, and they started at 1002. So. When you say landmine stores, it is definitely our store that's been around one of the longest.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. How long has it been around? Do you know?
I want to say 50 years.
So that store, does corporate own that building then?
No, we lease it.
So tell us about the fire. Let's go back to last summer.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
What was that like for you as a regional manager? Because I would assume that you thought the worst was behind you because we were finally getting back into restaurants because of COVID. And I have to give a shout out to the Hastings Perkins. They were ingenious in the way they sold, you know, the dressings, and they did a ton of takeout, and they really catered to the community. And the community, I think, stepped up. They wanted to help Perkins as well. And then all of a sudden, you have two back-to-back fires.
Yes. We had one in Cedar Rapids that is still currently closed. They were closed before us with a big fire. Ours was a small fire in our kitchen. Happened half an hour after we closed our doors at night. Small fire, but with the water damage, everything had to be gutted. And then because the building is 56 years old, you know, we had to get up to code. So not only was it a long time to wait for insurance and to find fault or not to find fault, and then to find all the inspectors to come together and meet, it was a very long process. It took about 4 months just for them to agree there was no fault in the ANSEL system or in the grease or the equipment. And then from there, we could start building with a draft of how the store was going to look.
What was the cause of the fire?
You know, it happened in the hood system, and they don't really know why or anything. They can see it on camera that it just kind of popped, and the ANSEL systems did what they did and took the fire out, but the water damage from all the fire trucks and everything was expensive, not only in the kitchen, but in the dining room and in the basement. So all equipment, everything had to be gutted.
Wow. And then you, I'm sure, ran into the supply chain issues when you're trying to do your remodel.
That has been the other challenge, is everything was coming from overseas, stuck on cargo ships, and then just getting in our grills and our equipment that we need, our refrigeration and everything. It would have been easier to rebuild the store, I think, to just from scrapping it than versus what we had to do. With all the recoding and all the rewiring and all the plumbing, everything had to be redone versus a build is faster.
So the store really had not been updated to this degree since it was first put up.
We were in code, but any time that you do a remodel, you have to go up to a different code. And that's what's happened.
I know a lot of people in Hastings have, you know, wondered, is the store ever going to open again? And you have great news about that.
Yes. June 13th is our magic date. And it's been that date now for, I know at the beginning, like December and January kept moving because we couldn't get equipment in. But it's been set on June 13th for over a month now, and all the equipment and everything is slated to be in, and we're supposed to be open on that day.
really exciting news. What will we expect when we go into the new Perkins store?
It will be a whole new look. In fact, they went back when the roof damage and everything was done. We've taken out the original, the low-hanging roof, and we've left it open like it originally was 50-some years ago. So it's like a loft, and it is gorgeous. The whole restaurant is going to be different with different colors and booths and chandeliers and just that open concept. It's absolutely gorgeous. And in fact, all the new stores that Perkins will be building from here on will be taking a part of what Hastings looks like into the new development.
So where do you get your decorating ideas? Is this something that is a separate department at corporate, or do you get to weigh in? Do you go to the carpet store?
I don't get to weigh in. I did say a couple different things on a couple of choices, and they did change that immediately. So I was happy about that. But on my level, no, I'm not part of the design team.
Well, this is just wonderful news, Jody. And as far as the menu goes, what have we missed in the last year? Have any of our favorites gone off the menu? Do you have any great new favorites? Many people have turned 55 now, so since last year, so maybe they have a new menu choice that you want to tell our listeners about. Tell us everything.
Our menu is pretty much the same. We always do a limited time offer, and we'll be opening up with our strawberries.
Yum.
I believe, though, we're in the middle of it, so we'll probably just do the strawberry pies and not the whole promotion with the crepes and everything, just because it'll almost be over by the time we open. Menu hasn't changed drastically, no. Our favorites are still on the menu, we promise. You can still get your potato cakes there, still get the crispy, the chicken melt, and of course the Granny's omelet and everything else.
What are some of the big sellers in this area compared to other parts of the country?
I will say I probably sell more potato pancakes at the Hastings store than some of the inner city stores. And our dinners, all of them, from the meatloaf to the turkey to everything, our dinners really sell in Hastings.
So how many people were employed by the Hastings Perkins before it had to close?
Well, we did close during COVID, so we had about 45 employees at that time. Currently, I only have about 10 left working at different locations, whether it's Eagan or Apple Valley or New Brighton. And I do hope they all come back. We're going to be doing hiring here in the next week or two. I've been reaching out to all the applicants I've been getting and setting up interviews. But we're going to be doing a whole new hire. We need like 50 employees. Great place to work and brand new. It's going to be beautiful.
Is this something that we can go online and set up an interview or an application, or if there's somebody listening that wants to be part of your team, how could they do that, please?
They can go right online for Perkins.com and go to the job site. We will be hanging out signs soon about when our hiring dates are and our interview dates are. And right now, just Career Plug and Indeed and all that usually comes straight to me, so I've been setting up interviews.
And you've had a good response?
Yes, and I've been trying to get some people employed early so they can get their training done in a closer location like Eagan. And then that way they don't have the training and they can just jump right on the schedule for opening day.
What do you have planned for opening day?
They don't have a party or anything planned right now. Just because different situation, we're not really a reopening like a brand new store. We're a reopening. So whether we do something a couple weeks into it would probably be more of my guess.
Well, please keep the radio station in mind when you do that, because it's not only newsworthy. Perkins has been like family in Hastings for many, many years, and we are just really feeling the loss of it. But boy, it's exciting to know that you're going to be back very soon. I know that some of your management staff has taken other positions. So where do we stand with a manager for the store?
I currently have a full management team coming from other stores, but Hastings is going to open up on fire. It's going to be huge.
Jody, don't say on fire.
Didn't say fire. No, wrong word. It's going to be so busy. There's going to be a line out the door. Our wonderful manager from New Brighton, Minnesota, Roosevelt will be the general manager, and he lights up the room with his smile. He is so into customer service. We're just so excited. I have to say how much I'm going to miss Chris, Bo, and Becca, and Kyle. They were so much part of our management team for years, and I really will miss them. But they will be part of our team in an hourly position and a part-time basis, just helping us reopen and helping train people and wherever we need it. So they're still with us, but they have taken full-time jobs.
I cannot wait. This is going to be so great. And Jody, we really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. We hope to meet you when you have your big grand opening. And again, Perkins is opening. What's the date again?
June 13th.
We love it. We love it. Jody, thanks for your time today. Jody Verheist.
Thank you so much.
She's a regional manager with the Perkins Corporation, and she has been there for 38 years. So you're doing something right, Jody.
Thank you. And thank you for all your support.
Oh, we love Perkins. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Let's celebrate.